Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on a show called The Career of Bob Brookmeyer. Bob was born in Kansas City in 1929 and died in 2011. He's known as a valve trombonist, composer, and arranger, and he had long associations with Jerry Mulligan and the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, and also many other groups. And we will be playing the music of Bob Brookmeyer, both his compositions, arrangements, and valve trombone solos. So that will be coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited, following NPR News. Please stay tuned. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited's show on the career of Bob Brookmeyer. And we're going to start with the Terry Gibbs Dream Band out in California in 1959. This is the old Benny Goodman theme, Let's Dance. And the arrangement is by Bob Brookmeyer, solos by Terry Gibbs on vibes, Bob Benevolson on valve trombone, and Conti Candoli on trumpet, and Mel Lewis on drums. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited's show on the career of valve trombonist, composer, arranger Bob Brookmeyer. We heard his arrangement of the Benny Goodman theme, Let's Dance, by the Terry Gibbs Dream Band, recorded in 1959. Gibbs is on vibes with Bob Innevoldsen on valve trombone, Connie Candoli on trumpet, and Mel Lewis is the drummer. We've got music of Maynard Ferguson and the Birdland Dream Band, the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, and Pee Wee Russell in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to have something that's a little bit unusual for Brookmeyer. He did, in fact, play piano and played piano on some of the Mulligan Concert Jazz Band recordings and even some of the Mulligan Quartet recordings. But he never did a kind of solo piano work except one time. This is 1959, and it's a version of I Got Rhythm with Bill Evans and Bob Brookmeyer on duo pianos, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Thank you. Trombonist, composer, arranger, and sometime pianist, Bob Brookmeyer is the subject of tonight's Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard I Got Rhythm, played by Bill Evans and Bob Brookmeyer on pianos, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums in 1959. We've got Pee Wee Russell and the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one from a delightful quintet that Bob Brookmeyer and Clark Terry had. The tune is a Brookmeyer composition called Green Stamps. Clark Terry is heard on trumpet with Brookmeyer Val trombone, Roger Calloway piano, Bill Crow bass, and Dave Bailey on drums in 1965. And then we will hear the Maynard Ferguson Birdland Dream Band doing the composition by Brookmeyer called Stillwater Stomp. And he also arranged it for Al Cohn on tenor, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, and Maynard Ferguson on trumpet in 1956. That'll be following the station break.
Uh-huh.
This is the career of valve trombonist, composer, arranger, and pianist Bob Brookmeyer on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. And we heard a set of two green stamps by the Clark Terry Bob Brookmeyer Quintet of Clark on trumpet, Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Roger Killaway piano, Bill Crow bass, and Dave Bailey on drums, recorded in 1965. And then another Brookmeyer composition, Stillwater Stomp, by the Birdland Dream Band, and that's 1956 with Al Cohn on tenor, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Maynard Ferguson on trumpet. We've got the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band coming up, also the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we've got one from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. This was the version of it that had Bob Brookmeyer playing the other horn, no piano. The tune is a Bob Brookmeyer composition called Open Country. Brookmeyer is heard on valve trombone, Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Bill Crow bass, and Dave Bailey on drums, recorded at Storyville in Boston in 1956. Thank you. Open Country, a composition of Bob Brookmeyer's with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Mulligan on baritone, Bill Crow bass, and Dave Bailey drums, recorded live in 1956 at Storyville in Boston. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited, and we're taking a look at the career of Bob Brookmeyer tonight. We've got the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band and the Jerry Mulligan Sextet coming up, so please stay tuned. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear a Bob Brookmeyer group from a CD called Traditionalism Revisited, and the tune is Slow Freight, with Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, Jim Hall guitar, Ralph Pena on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums in 1957, and then Teen Teen Deo, and this is a really interesting group of people. Emmett Berry on trumpet, Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Pee-wee Russell on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Nat Pierce on piano and doing the arranging, with Milt Hinton on bass and Joe Jones on drums, recorded in 1961. Thank you. Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes the first hour of the career of Bob Brookmeyer on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Slow Freight by a Bob Brookmeyer small group in 1957. He's on valve trombone, Jimmy Giuffre clarinet, Jim Hall guitar, Ralph Pena bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. And then Dizzy Gillespie's Teen Teen Dale by a all-star group of Emmett Berry on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, St. Louis and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor. And that's a 1961 recording. Please stay tuned for the second hour following the station break. And we're going to start with Moton Swing from Brookmeyer's recording called Kansas City Revisited.